here's a story from The World.
When temperatures climbed to record levels in the Pacific Northwest last week, most people scrambled to find relief from the heat. But for scientist Farhan Anslow, it was time to get to work.
I went into my desk and sat in front of a fan and basically poured water over myself as I was analyzing the data as it came in.
Anslow is a climatologist in Victoria, British Columbia. He's part of the World Weather Attribution Group. His team has been working nonstop to answer a key question about the cause of last week's heat wave.
Is it climate change, or is climate change playing a role?
And the answer is a resounding yes. Anslow's team came to this conclusion by comparing how likely it would be that last week's heat wave would have occurred in a climate that had the greenhouse gas levels from the 1800s. In other words, from before the Industrial Revolution.
With climate change, it made this event 150 times more likely than without human-induced climate change.
Global temperatures have risen more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit in the past two centuries, a number that sounds tiny but could be catastrophic. Anslow says that if that rise continues, last week's extreme heat could become a regular occurrence in the region, and not just extreme heat.
But the other thing we see in the model is the variability could be changing as well, more extreme highs, more extreme drought, more extreme heavy precipitation events.
Anslow hopes this study can help people understand the increasing threat of climate change.
It really gives credence to our projections of climate change. It really drives home that the climate is warming. We know it's going to warm more, and so we better start doing something about it.
Temperatures in Seattle and Portland hit well over 100 degrees last week, and Canada broke its national record 3 days in a row, reaching a high of 121 degrees Fahrenheit. Scientists estimate that hundreds of people died as a result of the heat wave. The heat also led to the deaths of some 1 billion marine animals.
From PRX.